trying to keep it nice and simple here, folks. And we're talking with Angie, and we're talking about her 11-year-old daughter. And Angie, you're telling me that she's destroying some fairly valuable things, but that otherwise she's a basically nice kid. And so we're talking about what can you do about it right now. And I'm saying if we don't get at the bottom line issues here, and not to make it complicated, but if we don't get her working on handling her anger a little bit better, she's going to continue to have these problems. And one of the ways you do that is you wonder with her. Are you with me, Angie?
Hey, yes, I am.
You wonder with her. And that means you sit down with her and you say, I'm just wondering, I'm trying to understand. And I know that I've yelled at you before because what you've done is made me pretty mad. But I'm wondering what might be leaving you feeling like you have to do that sort of thing.
Okay.
And she's going to say, I don't know.
I don't know.
Because she has no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not expecting her to answer that. You're just wondering with her. It's like you're planting a seed in her head that says, I care about you, right?
Okay.
It's because remember, you know, the simple concept is this. Parents who are successful, they constantly show their kids how much they love them, even if they don't like their behavior. So now I'm going to say to her, maybe in a different sitting, a different time, say, Angie, I'm wondering if there might be something going on at school that hurts so bad that you kind of feel like you can't tell somebody about it, but you really want to just, you're just so frustrated about it, you know? And then she's going to say, well, I don't know. And you say, well, I don't either. Just wondering. And then you cut off the conversation. You don't go any farther with it.
Okay.
And then maybe a week later, you might say, gosh, I got to thinking about this. Sometimes kids really feel mad at their parents about something, but they don't feel like they can talk about it because they're such nice kids, you know, kind of like you. And instead, they kind of mess stuff up or ruin stuff. Well, I don't know if that's right. She's going to say, well, I don't know. And she'll say, I don't know either. See, all this time, you're not expecting her to answer you. All you're doing is you're sharing with her that you care about her and want to help on a deeper level.
Okay.
Then what you say to her is, the sad thing, honey, is that even if you don't know why you're doing this, it's still wrong.
Okay.
And you're going to have to do some things to make up for what you've done. Now, I know you ruined the desk, and I know you can't afford that desk, but there are some things that you're going to have to do around here that will help us out to pay us back for that. And so even if she can't afford the whole dollar value of that item, she needs to do some good things for you and the family that involve extra work to basically repair the damage emotionally that she's done to the family.
Okay.
Another thing I would have her doing is she needs to do lots of good things for other people in the community.
Okay.
One of the best things we can do with kids is involve them in helping others, or maybe over at the church or over at the rec center or at the school or something. She's doing some volunteer activities that make the place better, make the world better. It's the best way to help a kid feel better about themselves and the world.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck.
Great. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Fay.
Thank you for calling. Yes, and we have another caller, Producer Tom.
Yes, we do. Let's get Sally in Florida.
Excellent. Sally, how are you?
It's fine, thank you. And you?
Oh, I'm doing real good. So what's going on?
Well, I have a 7-year-old daughter, and she talks constantly at school, at home, in the car, in the bathroom, wherever she is.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been trying to find some ways to work with her to help her learn to have a quiet mind.
Well, does she answer herself?
Well, when she's playing with her dolls, the conversation is going back and forth. But more than half of the time, she is just talking. A percentage of that time, she's just making repetitive noises.
Something's constantly coming out of her mouth, huh?
Right.
Yeah. What's the rest of her behavior like? Does she act out quite a bit? A pretty nice kid? What are your thoughts?
No. She's doing very well in school. She's taking extracurricular activities and does well in them. This is pretty much our biggest problem, is the continual talking.
Well, someday she'll become a public speaker and make a lot of money.
Didn't you do that when you were a kid?
Or an attorney is what I'm thinking.
Oh, no.
Well, I guess that might be okay. But what do you do about it? And, you know, one of the things that I would start working with the teacher on at school is saying to the teacher, you know, if she is creating a problem for the rest of the kids and you can't teach, just ask her once to do you a favor and go over to her desk and say, sweetie, you know, I'd really appreciate you saving that for later, right? Let's talk later. And then if she does not comply, have some place set up at the school where she can go. Now, she's not kicked out of class long term. She just goes out for a little while so the teacher can teach. And when she goes out to this other place, she doesn't get a bunch of attention.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that happens too often is kids will get kicked out of class, but then they go somewhere and somebody will kind of lecture them or nag them, and they kind of come to believe that talking and interrupting is a good way to get attention. But let's hang on to you through this commercial break, and we'll see if we can give you some other suggestions.
Thank you.
Phone lines are open, and the doctor is taking calls.